Yeah, that's Promise Suter. Thank you so much for coming down from Boulder to talk a little bit about the first anniversary of the Full Cycle Cafe and Bar.
Thanks, Arturo. It's great to be here. It's an honor.
And you were formerly the proprietor of the Café Soleil in Boulder as well. And then after a couple of very successful years, it closed down and you took some time off. And then you decided to come back to be an impresario of jazz. And you chose a ski and bike shop and turned it into a wonderful jazz venue. What's the genesis of that idea, and how did it all come about?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, it's Boulder, and there are more bike shops than jazz clubs. So we had a good friend of mine who was working there, and they have a bar as part of the bike shop. And bar wasn't doing so well, and the guy who took over the management used to work for me at the Soleil Jazz Supper Club, Alex Simakin. And Alex called me up after a year of being off. I thought I had retired from the business. And I was missing it, and I was kind of enjoying a little bit of free time, you know. But he called me up and said, we want to do some jazz here, and you got to come help me do it. And Alex is a great guy, and I couldn't say no to him. So we did a show in November of last year, and I think maybe you were there at that one. And
I believe so.
It was we had a Brazilian show, and the house was packed. We had 90 people in Brazilian stroganoff, lots of dancing, lots of merriment, and it sounded good in the room. So we decided, let's do this thing.
And it's been going strong ever since, with a wide array of different musical groups playing different styles of jazz. You've had vocalists, you've had some progressive jazz bands, as well as straight ahead finger snapping, foot tapping jazz. And this weekend, to celebrate your first anniversary, Rico Jones, who's just an amazing saxophone who lives in New York as a player and educator, he's coming home for the holidays, and you got him on both Friday and Saturday to celebrate the first anniversary.
That's right. Rico has been performing at Full Cycle Cafe and Bar when he's visiting his folks in town here. So he'll come here for Christmas time. He'll come here for Thanksgiving and during the summer. And Rico is just a great guy. He used to play at my old place many times since the age of 18.
Absolutely.
And like for an 18-year-old, he played like an old veteran jazz master. I mean, he had the chops at a young age.
Old soul as well.
That's right, old soul. So anyway, Rico's coming in, and I told him this is our anniversary, and we'd like to showcase the birthday celebration with him doing a residency. So Friday night, it's going to be the Vlad Gerzhevitz Hammond B3 Quartet. And that's going to be killer. You know, Vlad is the wizard at the Hammond B3. Nothing like it. And Steve Kovalchuk on guitar, one of Denver's greats. I think Denver. And
he's a part of the faculty at UNC Greeley.
Greeley,
but
okay.
He plays all up and down the front range.
Great guitar player. And then Alex, Vlad's son, is playing on drums. So this will be a classic organ quartet, and it's going to be out of this world. I would not miss it for all the wine in France.
And talking about wine, which the Full Cycle Cafe and Bar has an excellent selection, I'm very impressed with the menu that you have. It's not a very extensive menu per se, but what you have is a very high quality. I like that your chef is from Spain, and he gives it that Spanish touch on the charcuterie. He even has a couple of tapas. The empanadas are to die for. Mm. It was, and you met him through Alex, or he somebody you already knew because of Café Soleil?
So the chef is a Spanish-trained, educated chef, Antonio Rulo,
right,
from Toledo, Spain. And I've known him for like 16 years. He was the chef de cuisine at DeGabi's Cucina in Boulder. For you Boulderites, I'm sure you know about DeGabi's. And Antonio is now our chef, who has put together this small, eclectic, and really very authentic tapas menu.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly impressed, and I always like to enjoy it with a Spanish wine.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of is a flashback for me that I'm back in July in Spain, where I go every year. And again, I'm talking to Suda DeBose from the Full Cycle Jazz Supper Club, and they'll be celebrating their one-year anniversary this Friday and this Saturday. And tell us a little bit about the Saturday performance, which is still Rico Jones, but with a different accompaniment.
Right. It's the weekend is a Rico Jones residency, so he's there for both nights. And I'm a big fan of residencies because musicians build on each night. So Friday night is going to be its own kind of, you know, extraordinary quartet. But that kind of creates a certain energy that carries through to Saturday night, which is going to be a sextet. And it's going to be straight ahead, standards, a lot of bop, and a lot of original music by Rico and the guys playing with them.
I believe one of the members of the band is Dr. Hugh Reagan on trumpet.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't have the lineup right here in front of me, but I do remember Dr. Hugh Reagan as being one of them. And you can go to KUVO.org. Click on our calendar of events, and that will tell you the complete lineup for Friday and Saturday and access to getting your reservations, because I am confident both nights will be a sellout.
Yeah.
And you are involved on this weekend with a benefit raffle drawing for the good partners of yours and here at KUVO, the CCJA, or the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts. There'll be a drawing for several door prizes, and you can buy tickets in addition to your one you get for buying an entrance. You can buy $5 raffle tickets and increase your odds of winning, and the proceeds all go to the CCJA, and you will be donating a portion of your proceeds to the CCJA after this weekend as well.
That's right. I was talking with Rico yesterday, and we were conversing. I said, Rico, it'd be nice to, as part of our celebration of the one-year anniversary here, is to do something that's more inclusive to the bigger community of jazz, because Rico is very much a communitarian.
Absolutely.
In addition to being a great jazz saxophonist. So I said, what organization, if you were to pick one, should we participate with to make a donation and have kind of a small pledge drive as part of our celebration? And Rico said the CCJA, just like, you know, off the top of his head, because they're so instrumental in the mentorship of the next generation of jazz musicians, very supportive with the great professional talent that we have on the front range. And so that's what we're going to do. We're partnering with them for this event, and proceeds will go to the nonprofit.
Well, Suda, congratulations on a great collaboration that you have done with Full Cycle Cafe and Bar to bring jazz to Boulder and to all surrounding areas. It's about a 35 minute drive from here in Denver, depending exactly where you are. And can you please give the address and of the Full Cycle, please?
Okay, it's 2355. 30th Street in Boulder, and it's in the central part of Boulder, and we have lots of parking.
Absolutely. It's in that big shopping center where the Whole Foods is. They have a really huge store there, and Car Toys also has a huge toy.
Right, right.
So that's easy to park, and now you know more or less right in the heart of downtown area of Boulder, or where it is, Full Cycle Cafe and Bar. Suda, thanks a lot for coming down from Boulder to share your insight into your weekend, and congratulations on your first anniversary. Hope there are many more.
Thank you, Arturo. It's great to be here. It's great to see you, and I will see you Saturday night.
Absolutely.